Schoolhouse manages just to refrain from gloating. It would be opportunistic if I said either I told you so, or basically you can now tell that cities are actually really dangerous environments to live in, he says. I think that is simply slightly reinforcing the argument that it's incredibly important to begin to look not necessarily away from cities, but at the neglect of the countryside. One of the overlooked roles open spaces often play, he notes, is as locations for vast, highly automated factories, data operations, and fulfillment centers for companies such as Amazon, Apple, and Google. And as online ordering and virtual meetings become life-protecting necessities, these behemoth structures have become ever more important. Even before the outbreak of the novel coronavirus, Schoolhouse was calling for architects to take on their design. Our entire profession is geared toward the values and demands and needs of human beings, he said back in February at his exhibition opening. But all over the world, these huge mechanical entities are now appearing. They are typically enormous, typically rectangular, typically hermetic. They also occasionally share space with humans. We need to conceive of architecture that accommodates machines and robots, maybe as a priority, Schoolhouse says, and that then investigates how robots and human rights might coexist in a single building. At 75, Schoolhouse is old enough to remember the difficulties and privations of the post-World War II years in Europe, having spent some of his childhood in Indonesia. He's also familiar with the havoc communicable diseases can play on a health system that is not prepared. So some of the new realities of life under a pandemic are reminiscent of his younger years. Others he is struggling with. Creativity, he says, is impossible in complete solitude. These days, Schoolhouse spends about half his time on the building part of his practice, known as OMA, or Office for Metropolitan Architecture. Half of his time is spent on the research and theory part of his practice, which puts together books and exhibitions. For both those approaches, he needs other people. In terms of work and working without human interaction, it is very, very noticeable to me that for creativity, interaction is key, he says, before offering up one of the syntactically complicated sayings for which he has become well known. For anything that will be necessary to create an exception or a moment of genuine inspiration, human intercourse is necessary,